You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Home time for Jordan.
Hello. Decided to record this in the what can only be described as the noisiest part of the office.
Yeah, why not?
In the community kitchen area.
Yeah, well,
you know. A couple of plates were shaking. We thought it was a fire alarm in the distance.
Yeah.
Simo, good work.
There's a couple of different things in here. Toaster.
Simo just opened and shut the microwave just to prove that it was a kitchen. What did you do? You opened and closed the sandwich toaster.
Still can't believe you had a go at me about the teeth brushing incident.
Mate, you gotta brush your teeth in the mornings.
Wakey wakey, 5 minutes past six for your Wednesday, middle of the week. It is Simo and Jordan. As per usual, Snow FM breakfast happening right now.
So Simo, what name do I normally give Wednesday?
You're a big fan of the hump day.
I am a big fan of hump day.
Have you ever, like, ridden a camel, perchance?
That's an obscure question.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Have you ever ridden a camel?
No. Have you been in the vicinity of a camel?
No.
Really?
Have you been in the vicinity of a camel?
Yeah, I have.
Good. Thank you that someone didn't say no.
No. That's...
Why were you in the vicinity of a camel?
For whatever reason, growing up, big family thing, the Oatbank Races, which is actually quite a... Like, it's a national kind of racing event.
So that's a big... it's a jumps race that happens in the Adelaide Hills. Over Easter, I think
it
is?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Yeah.
So, like, growing up there and...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Oatbank is more commonly a horse race, not necessarily a camel race.
Yeah, but they do camel rides there for whatever reason. You know how, like, there's the track and then there's, like, kind of the middle section and there's a whole lot of a bunch of rides
and
stuff.
Oh, so if you have a look at a horse racing track, there's a track that goes around the outside and then there's a big load of nothingness in the middle.
Yeah.
So they just had camels there.
Yeah, but they also, like, added a whole bunch of other stuff. It's really quite a spectacle.
All right, are you working for, like, the Oatbank's marketing team or something like that? Are you trying to promote it?
No.
You sure?
That's just a fact.
Show me your bank account.
Oh, mate, it is.
I don't believe you.
So empty. Jonas Brothers, Sucker this morning, Snow FM breakfast. Simo and Jordan, right here with you.
And now, Simo, yesterday on the show, we found out something a little bit disgusting about you.
I mean, it's an interesting concept. When I brush my teeth, I go hard, and I do it twice a day, but you have a bit of an issue with the timing of when I do this.
Well, I mean, if you brush your teeth twice a day in the afternoon, like before you go to bed, like if you brush your teeth, finish, and then brush your teeth again.
No, typically...
I don't think that really counts.
It's a 1 p.m. job and a 7 p.m. job, typically.
Okay, well, why don't you make it a morning job and a night job like everyone else in the world?
Just because I'm unique, Jordan.
So, Simo, even though we do work these hours, Simo still doesn't find time to brush his teeth in the mornings before work?
I'm an innovator.
Are you, though? I thought innovators were, like, innovative.
Yeah.
Whereas that's just poor oral hygiene.
It's innovative. But continue.
I was very worried about this situation.
As you should be.
So I got on the phone to some of my friends. Simo, you may know them as the boy band Why Don't We?
Oh, sweet.
And together with them, we come together and wrote you a bit of a song, Simo, to try and persuade you.
Right, so if you're not familiar with Why Don't We, they sound a bit like this. They're equally as hip. You're a good fit for that band.
Thank you. I think we all have... the same haircut.
Oh, really? Nice.
No, we don't.
Do you all have the same oral hygiene?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had a chat to the guys about their teeth brushing, but yeah. I assume that they're normal members of society, unlike you, Simo.
Alrighty.
So they would brush their teeth. Hey, so we've got the song, Simo.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah. So you've done a bit of an investigation into the whole thing and crafted a bit of a song about brushing teeth.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more to come.
Olvídate los hoteles. Y vamos para los moteles de calle 8. Qué rico.
The mathematician, Mr. Worldwide, no hablo inglés. It is 19 minutes past 6. Snow FM breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan, Simo and Jordan.
Simo, I've got a little issue I want to tackle with you.
Typical.
So yesterday we found out on the show that well, I'll tell you what. Do you want to describe what you do in the mornings?
In the mornings,
yes.
Put my clothes on and come to work.
Yes, exactly.
So I skip a couple of steps, which you've taken issue with.
You skip one step in particular, which is you don't brush your teeth in the mornings.
Nope.
He says having a sip of his black coffee as well, just to stain his teeth even more.
You still do
brush them twice a day.
Yes,
but just sort of instead of morning and night, you sort of do afternoon and night.
1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. I got the mouthwash. I got the charcoal. What do they call it? Floss.
Floss.
And I'd have you know that my toothbrush is biodegradable.
When you talk about floss, you don't mean the dance. You mean the stuff that goes in between your teeth.
It's funny you say that because my flossing technique with my teeth, much more coordinated than the floss dancing technique that I employ.
Probably much more coordinated than my dancing technique as well, considering that I can't do it. So I got on the phone. I was very worried about this. So I got on the phone yesterday to a couple of friends of mine.
Thanks for your concern.
They are actually the band Why Don't We.
Oh, really?
So you might know them from this song. Amazing the celebrity contacts I have, I guess.
Brazil.
So, yeah, so I got in contact with the four guys or the five or however many
there is.
However many, 17, however many there are in the band.
Hey, dude, it's hard to tell over the phone. It's fine.
And we they were equally concerned for you, Simo.
Fair enough.
So we kind of sat down and we kind of rewrote one of their biggest hits as an ode to try and persuade you to brush your teeth. Now, unfortunately, all the guys did have sore throats at the time.
Oh.
So I have had to do all of the singing.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, I'm probably the best singer out of all of them.
I support you. Go for it.
So, Simo, this is me and Why Don't We getting together to try and convince you that you should be brushing your teeth in the mornings.
Okay.
Simo wakes up in the morning while other people are still snoring. He heads out of the front door, but there's something he has ignored. Teeth should be brushed twice daily. He doesn't brush before work. Simo, I'm worried about your oral hygiene. Breath started smelling, plaque is proceeding, tooth decay forming, bacteria growing, cavities increasing, teeth loss is coming. Why does he not brush his teeth? Simo doesn't brush his teeth in the morning and it's gross. Toothpaste is not something seen inside of his mouth. Toothbrush as dry as a Saharan water well. Teeth looking yellow as the yellow wiggle. Yeah, Simo, look, I'm really worried about this situation, I'm not going to lie. So I wanted to get the full detail, so I called your dentist.
Good morning, this is Dr. Clark.
Ah, Dr. Clark, so you are Simo's actual dentist.
Yes, he comes to my surgery quite regularly. Well, I wouldn't say regularly, but he should come more regularly. It's the one called Cavities Are Up.
Do you have to prepare for anything before Simo comes in?
Oh, absolutely. I'm always got to get the nurse into a decontamination suit, and me, I've got to use a breathing apparatus before I go diving into his mouth.
Are his teeth really that bad?
Have you seen those satellite shots of Mars from a distance?
No.
Well, have a look in his mouth. I'll give you a good idea.
So, Simo, your dentist, Dr. Clark,
yeah.
Why Don't We and me are all on board on this campaign.
I mean, I think he should get on more token rap verses with Why Don't We because he's dropped that like it's hot.
I know, yeah, Dr. Clark, full-time dentist, part-time rapper.
Oh, phenomenal.
So, Simo.
Yeah.
Are you going to start brushing your teeth in the morning?
I mean, after having to deal with that, probably.
Should say, keep an eye on the Snow FM Facebook page. There's a video of that little song going up a little bit later on today. But, Simo.
Also,
are you going to wake up a couple of minutes early to give your teeth a bit of a scrub in the mornings?
I tell you what I do. We can agree to, what is it, kind of like meet halfway?
Provided halfway is you brushing your teeth in the mornings.
How about mouthwash?
I mean, you can do that too, as well as brushing your teeth if you want.
We'll see. There's a bit of a timing issue.
What, mouthwash? You're just going to do it and just driving in and just spit your mouthwash out of the window.
Correct.
Is that what you're planning?
Help defrost the windows.
Okay, well, if anything we've learned anything from this morning, it's watch out if you're driving next to Simo.
Just like some mouthwash shooting out the side of the windows.
I know, yeah, you might have to go into a car wash afterwards. But Simo, yes or no, are you going to start brushing your teeth?
I will for you.
Fantastic.
I promise, yeah.
Well done. We did it. Why don't we? We did it.
Oh, dear.
Well done. I'll text the guys later on today and let them know that it's done.
Also, can I just say, you turning the word wiggle into like What did you have to do? Was that three?
Look, it's difficult to rhyme. Like, as me and the guys were writing that, there's not many rhymes for bacteria or tooth decay. So some of those rhymes aren't great, I will admit, but it's difficult.
Dear. Now, whenever I talk about the Wiggles, I'm going to say Wiggle. French Wiggles. This is Pink. Bit of hustle for you this morning. I gave you soft. Song about a stalker there, Rule, the latest from him, Face to Face on Snow FM Breakfast, 19 minutes on the way to 7.
Now, Simo, if you're heading on a date, it can potentially go very well.
Yes.
It can also potentially not go so well.
Like, do not make any drastic decisions prior to a date of any description.
Admittedly, I've had some good dates, I've had some bad dates, but I've never had a date so bad that I ended up in a hospital.
Me either. Come close a couple of times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate or?
No, continue.
Fair enough. A guy in England overnight has had a very bad date. Well, he hasn't necessarily had a bad date, just his preparation for the date was so bad.
Yeah, what's he done?
He thought that he would just, make himself look good before the date, which is a normal thing. You know, have a shower, do your hair, that sort of thing.
Okay, fair.
This gentleman decided to use some hair removal cream.
Fool.
Shall we say, in an area below the waist.
Fool.
His hairy legs.
Okay.
So he decided to use this hair removal cream in the area below the waist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just in case, things went well. But he decided to use a cream that was not designed for that specific area. Just decided to use a cream that was just lying around in the cupboard and a cream that was a lot stronger.
Typical misinformed male decision, I feel.
And to make it worse... Mm-hmm. Applied it and left it on for double the amount of time that it said on the bottle.
Like, come on, man. Like, again, how I mentioned, never make any drastic decisions.
Yeah.
And on scale of drastic, like that is the word drama in drastic? It's pretty close. That is a high drama, drastic kind of situation.
Dramastic.
Yeah, dramastic.
This gentleman said he felt a bit of pain.
No doubt.
As you would. I've seen the pictures. They're pretty gruesome.
What?
There are pictures, Sivo. I'm not going to show you them because
you're
about to eat breakfast. And
yeah,
put you
no,
off.
Let's not do that.
So you had to go to hospital with burns.
Yes.
And suffice to say, the date did not go well.
And this is exactly the reason why nurses and doctors have the best stories when you're at the pub. Like,
oh, exactly.
Cannot beat that stuff if there's people wandering into emergency with those kind of injuries.
I know, if you're friends with a nurse or doctor who's specifically just done, like, the overnight shift on a Saturday night, like, kind of 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that's when all the funny stuff happens.
They've seen some stuff.
Yes.
So how did the date go? Did he make it?
No. It's an awkward text message you have to send.
Awkward. OMG right now. No 100 Bad Days, AJR on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you for your Wednesday.
And now, Simo, last night me and my housemates were all sitting on the couch watching a bit of TV.
Yeah, quiet night in Jindabyne.
And then we get a late night knock on the door.
Who?
Well, I say late night for us. It was about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So it wasn't really that late. Fortunately, it wasn't the cops or my mum or anyone like that.
Yep. No one else, disreputable.
Yeah, no one else. We weren't in trouble. So we heard the knock on the door, and we all kind of looked at each other. It's like, we're not expecting anyone. Who's that? And we took about 30 seconds worth of discussion over who it was.
Oh, really? And you had to take you took the responsibility.
Well, because we were all very comfortable, didn't really want to get up.
Like Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility, Jordan.
So there was a good 30-second chat about who it could be, and then about another 30-second chat about who would go up and get it.
Yep.
And open the door. Eventually, the decision was made that it was me.
Vote one, Jordan.
And it took me about another 30 seconds or so to get up and walk to the door. So this bloke's been standing at the door waiting for about 2 minutes almost, just listening to all these people talking inside. Anyway, so walk over to the door, open the door, and it's just some guy I've never seen before, just holding a six-pack of beer.
Classic.
And now I live on number 4 of a specific road.
Yeah.
And so you kind of, as I open the door, he goes, oh, sorry, is this number 4 or is this number 34?
Right.
Now, I've kind of done a little bit of a overly sarcastic turn and look at the number which is on the door.
Yeah.
Which there is just a number 4.
Nice.
There is not a number 3 before it. And then I've turned back to him and said, number four.
So
he goes, oh, sorry, mate, I've got the wrong house, and he leaves.
Did it like run through your mind, like the guy's got a six pack and you're a massive fan of beer?
Not gonna lie, did cross my mind.
Like, did you have a Sharpie like relatively close at hand where you could have just added a three at the front?
We could have done. Or, well, I did when I first saw the beer. This is the thought that ran through my head. I was like, I wonder if I try and guess this bloke's name and make him think we're friends. Hey, Stuart, how you going? Great to see you, mate. Oh, my name's Mark. Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, nah, whip out the Sharpie, write the 3-34. Yeah, mate, come right in.
Don't think my landlord will be happy with me defacing my door.
Yeah, no, she won't be able to find the place. Different number.
Ed Sheeran, Chance the Rapper, spinning a rhyme on that one as well. Snow FM Breakfast, 11 minutes past 7.
Hey, Simo, are you an art enthusiast?
An artiste? No, I don't mind the art. I quite often peruse the works in any museum that I can find, whether I'm in Melbourne or Sydney or what have you.
When was the last art gallery you went to?
Would have been 3 months ago, last time in Sydney, I reckon. But the reason we bring it up is because there has been a record attempt, a Queenslander. He's painted for the record of the smallest painting, okay?
Okay.
So what he's actually done is done it on an end of a matchstick.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? So in regards to, you know, like...
So has he done an actual painting? Cause or has he just got a blob of blue paint and gone...
No, here it is. Have a quick look. There it is, Dame Edna.
That does look like Dame Edna.
Does look like, I mean, granted, it's a little bit abstract.
Yeah, I can. But I mean, there's certainly a face there.
He's painted Dame Edna on the end of a matchstick. I think I've got the measurements here: 2.3 millimeters by 2.3 millimeters. So
how would you do that? Like, how can you get a paintbrush that small?
It's smaller than a 5 cent piece, obviously. At the end of a matchstick.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But how did he have to make specially designed paintbrushes or something that was very small, or?
I assume so.
Did he just try and luck it?
It took him about 2 months to complete.
I didn't take him 2 months. It's 2 millimeters.
Yeah.
So how did he take
How's
him 2 months?
How's the eye for detail? Yeah, it took him 2 months to complete this painting on the end of a matchstick.
Did he actually paint it, or did he just like throw paint on the end of a matchstick, look at it and go, eh, that looks like a face. Dame Edna, done.
Granted.
And then he's got a million other failed ones that are just in the bin. Yeah. Why did he choose matchstick as well?
It was like a complete kind of accident, you reckon? Like how you see, like how people, is it minestrone soup that you can have the letters in?
No, that's alphabet spaghetti.
Yeah. And then, like, oh, my God, my spaghetti is speaking to me. Similar kind of situation.
So, Simo, would you ever paint something really small?
No, but what I do wonder is, in the snowies, right, imagine that you're down, like, all of a sudden you forgot, like, there's no lighters in the house. It's, it's the coldest day you ever have in the snowies, right, and you've got one matchstick in the house that has Dame Edna painted on the bottom of the matchstick that's taken over 2 months to complete, probably has quite a value. Do you just deal with the cold, put on as many layers as you possibly can, or do you light the fire with that one matchstick?
Depends on the value of the matchstick.
what value, then? What's...
Anything more than four figures?
Yep.
Just suck it up and deal with the cold.
Three figures?
Four.
Okay, but I'm saying, but three figures, you're lighting the fire with that.
Yeah.
All right. Fair call. And time for Turn or Burn, all thanks to Monster Energy. It was a bit rough there in the roads.
Are you sure? Are you going to be okay to get through Turn or Burn?
Oh, mate.
Do you want some water?
Turn or Burn, when the moment arrives, I mean, it's when you've got to really dedicate yourself to the moment. I'm just a fan of it. So what happens in Turn or Burn?
Thank you. So Turn or Burn, it's a segment where it's your chance to go into the Ultimate Snowboarders Package, your chance to win the Ultimate Snowboarders Package. All you have to do, Simo will say the name of an item. That item is either a food or a snowboard trick. All you have to do is give us a call and let us know which one it is.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
It's called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turn or Burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
Get yourself into the draw to win that Ultimate Snowboarders Package. Thanks to Monster Energy. Call now. Stop
for the winter. What are we dealing with today, Simo?
The number is 64-572-977. The bonk.
The bonk.
The bonk. Is that a food or is it a snowboard trick? You never know. It could be French.
It could also not be.
It could be a French food. La bonk?
I mean, croissant is French.
Yep.
Bonk, not sure.
What are you, where are you leaning towards?
Oh, it's a tricky one. Again, I'm not a snowboarding expert. Simo, you're the snowboarding expert in the studio. I've got no idea.
Well, the phone's going off their rocket this morning. Here's the first caller through. Good morning. Who have we got there?
Good morning. You got Greg.
Hey, Greg. How are you, mate? You headed up the hill?
Not today. I've got a broken scaphoid, so...
A scaphoid. That's not a pet or something. Or is that like a device, or is that an actual part of your body?
It's a general snowboarding injury, from what I've been told. Ooh. It's a small little bone in my hand.
Oh, yes, okay. Well, of course it's in the hand. Everyone knows where the scaphoid is.
Is that where metatarsals is, or is that feet?
Oh, I got no idea.
Simo, you asked that, and we are three people who are all, I'm assuming, Greg, you're not a doctor?
Well,
I'm the son of a doctor, so thereby I do have a qualification.
Well, you've got more of a qualification than us.
But yep. not a biology specialist, but potentially a snowboard trick or a food specialist. Greg, what are you thinking? The bonk. Is it a food or is it a snowboard trick? I ask you.
I am going to go with a snowboard trick.
All right, here he is, Arnold Strudelbauer.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger here, Staffer. I'm Strudelbauer. Now, bonk is not the nighttime pleasure this time, but it's when you tap a zing with your board, yeah? Yeah, snowboard. Nein, Claudia Schiffer.
Greg is right in there.
Congratulations, Greg.
You got that
fantastic
one right. So hopefully that makes the... How is the pain threshold on the hand? Is this like a severe injury? And is it your writing hand? Can you still write?
It is my writing hand, so it makes things much more difficult than they would normally be.
All right.
Well, 8 weeks in a cast.
I'll have to sign the paperwork for him, Jordan.
Yeah, you can do it.
Congrats, Greg. Quick, speedy recovery, and you're into the draw for that Ultimate Snowboarders package. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Posner, Wiz Khalifa involved there as well. Prince Akeem, fresh tracks on Snow FM. 19 minutes to 8 happening at the moment. Snow FM breakfast.
And Simo, I got Omar Idol on the way next. But before that, one of my favourite games that we play on the show is it a slow news day or not?
Da-da-da-da-da-da. This is... I want to say like CNN or something or...
Go on then. This is Snow FM news.
This is Alphabet News.
So is it a slow news day or not? Traditionally when we play this game, it almost certainly is a slow news day.
Right.
So, spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
So this has actually happened over the weekend. I've been sitting on my desk. I just haven't got around to chatting to it.
What has happened?
Is it slow news, it's also slightly old news.
What has happened?
I'll read you the headline article, Simo.
Vintage news.
Man finds world's biggest frazzle inside pack of crisps.
Wait. What's a frazzle?
Yes.
Talk me through this.
That is a good question.
Mm.
So the frazzle, it's a type of potato chip that we don't really get over here. It's more commonly found in sort of England and the north of England.
Okay.
To be specific, it's a bacon-flavoured... Despite the fact that it's a bacon-flavoured crisp,
okay,
completely suitable for vegetarians, which is weird.
Okay, bizarre. Actually, that's become a thing, though, isn't it? There's like Fakin, which is fake bacon.
Fakin?
Have you heard about this?
No, I thought for a second you were saying Fagin, the bloke from Oliver Twist. I've heard of Fagin.
Who collects handkerchiefs.
Fagin's Fakin.
And takes care of small children?
Yes.
Fagin? No, I'm talking Fakin, fake bacon, which, I don't know, maybe we'll have to do a taste test at some point if you haven't heard of it.
We'll get our boss to taste it.
So
this frazzle, normally they're, say, about an inch or so long.
Okay.
This one stretched almost 6 inches. A 22-year-old Scottish man found it, took to Twitter to share a photo of it and share his amazement.
Oh, sweet. Are you going to do your Scottish accent?
No,
okay.
No, my Scottish accent's terrible. I was just trying to channel my inner proclaimer.
Yeah, that was good, Walked 500 miles, man.
So he took to Twitter. Some of the comments are amazing. One person said, I can't understand how this is possible unless you've grafted one frazzle to another to make a super frazzle. Another said, that's got to be a Guinness World Record of a frazzle. And while another simply said, that is class.
Why am I not surprised that this happened in Scotland of all places?
Yeah.
So was the bacon-flavoured chip, was it in a packet of chips that it wasn't supposed to be in?
No, it was in a packet of chips. It was in a pack of bacon-flavoured chips.
Okay, right.
So it was in the correct packaging.
Okay.
But it was just a lot larger than the other chips, not only in that packaging, but in existence. And a man found perhaps the world's largest.
Do you ever find that intimidating? Like, even hot chips?
What, potato chips intimidating?
Yeah, so like when one is bigger than all the others, especially in like a cup of hot chips.
Yeah.
Have you ever had this where like there's one that's
kind of... I've had chips of different sizes, if that's what you're asking. Never have I felt scared from a long chip.
not so much the chip that you're intimidated by, but you're intimidated by, like, it's a bit of a ripple effect because there's really long chips. Say you've got a cup of chips. You got a really long one that's in there. You can't draw it out of the cup of chips because you might lose all its little friends.
It's like that game Jenga. You've got to very carefully pick out the chip that you want. I tell you what, it's worrying when I get a really long chip.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sauce.
Oh,
I mean, you've got
the ratio?
Not just the ratio, but the drippage of sauce. I mean, you've got to eat all that in one bite. Otherwise, sauce is going everywhere.
Intimidated by hot chips. Simo and Jordan Steifen breakfast.
Everyone's staring at him.
He's just having a look there with a cigarette outside his mouth. And that's Dr. Cavity over there.
Dr. Clark.
Get it right?
Yeah.
So we might have to make him a regular addition and maybe every month or so just do a check-in with the doctor.
I think you should do that. Don't you think, Chris? I think it'd be a great idea. I'm going outside for a cigarette. Doctor's orders.
Back tomorrow, Jordan.
Can't wait.
We'll see you then, man.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.